Yes, y'all, and I'm back with another one. It's your boy Super Facts. This is the I Am Super Facts podcast. Y'all know who it is. It's the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title, and I'm back with another episode. This is episode 1616. Yes, sir. And I'm always gonna bring the heat. You know how it is, man. I just wanna take time out to thank everybody, man, for like supporting the Super Facts tees, man. We got the Super Facts tees out there. I had the all black, Super Facts and the logo, across the chest. You know how I was rocking. I mean, I want to thank everybody for who purchased that. We got more tees coming on the way. Just be looking out for it. Hit me up. In my DM, hit me up and let me know what y'all want to do. I got a couple of them left. If you a small, large, just hit me up. Let me know what's good. Style on your boy. This Super Facts tees, man. Like rap say, man, these are butter soft. They butter soft. And I just want to thank everybody for their purchase and support, man. It's been a lot of questions. You know what I'm saying? When you gonna drop another episode? I was just waiting because sometimes I feel like it's best to wait on something. It's best to get the quality and the content good and keep rocking, because sometimes the content can be a little too much, oversaturated, and that run people off. But it is what it is, man. I want to give a shout out to Maine the Milkman, man, for showing support, and your shirt is gonna be on the way, no diggity, no doubt. You gonna get the shirt. But everybody else, I just want y'all to sit back. I got a good episode coming up, episode 16. I want y'all to just sit back, relax, enjoy it. Once y'all get done listening to the episode, man, please give me some feedback. Let me know what y'all think. Let me know if y'all like it. Let me know what y'all didn't like, and because I'm always striving to be better than the last, and I'm always gonna preach that, stay positive. That's one of my things that I got going on now, is I'm trying to be positive every day. I think I'm doing a good job. I went 45 days of positivity. I asked, should I keep it going? People, the response was like, yes, keep it going. So I moved it up to 100 days of positivity. And, every day you're gonna see a quote from me, Super Facts. You're gonna see a positive quote for you to read early in the morning to get you through your day. That's all I'm gonna preach, is positivity. Everybody, jump on that positive train. We don't need none of that negative stuff, man. You're gonna be negative, man. I need you to go that way. That's where the losers at, because we don't need that in our life, man. But like I say, man, thank you for the support. Get you a Super Facts tee now. DM me if you need one. I got you. And sit back. Enjoy the episode. Peace. Oh yeah, and remember, I am the people's champ. I got the belt. I got the title. Peace.
You are now listening to the I Am Super Facts podcast with your boy Super Facts. He got the belt. He got the titles. Super Facts. Super Facts. Yeah, that's me.
Hello.
How you doing?
It's your boy Super Facts. You on the Super Facts. You on the I Am Super Facts podcast. What's good? What's good, CC?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
We good. We good.
You say what?
Got a lot to discuss tonight.
We got a lot to discuss, huh?
Yes.
All right, well, go ahead, kick it off. Let me hear what you got to say. What's your issue?
My issue is, okay, I'm 24 and dating, like, nothing is serious. Everything is casual.
Well, first off, you're 24. So, and when I was 24, I can't even remember a serious relationship at 24.
That is so sad.
Why is that sad?
Cause I'm tired of casual. I'm tired of stuff like that. That's true. Women mature faster than dudes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can rock with that. I mean, I think that's true, but not in all cases, man. I mean, what I'm saying, what you ready to get married or something?
No, look. Hey, say all that.
What you ready to do?
I'm just ready to be in like a serious relationship. Like, you know, like get to know somebody. I want to be committed to somebody, but I ain't ready for marriage yet.
When was your last relationship?
Ooh, my last relationship was like 2015. So
2015?
Yeah, like almost 4 years ago.
And then how long was that relationship?
That relationship was like 2 years on and off.
2 years on and off. What was y'all problems?
We was young. Ooh, I didn't grow up so much. We was young. We was super young. Always arguing.
What y'all was arguing?
Stupid stuff. Like, now that I look back on it, like stupid stuff. Me wanting to spend time with him not wanting to, you know, just little stupid petty stuff that I want.
So you was like what, 20, 21 years old?
Yeah, I was young. And I was like, yeah, like 20, 21.
Was you in school or anything? Or?
Yeah, we met in college.
Y'all did?
Yeah, we met in college, and then he dropped out of college, and then it just went downhill from there.
And what, you went to school away from Chicago, or?
Yeah, I went to NIU in DeKalb.
that's your first problem right there. Cause
right,
I mean, I went up there for a couple years, and I was in a relationship when I went. And that relationship didn't last 3 months. And yeah, because I mean at that age, you know what I'm saying, I don't think you're ready to be in a serious relationship, and you just got too much to go through, you know what I'm saying? So like,
right.
I think at 24, that's you 24, right?
Yeah.
And I think at 24, you still ain't ready, but
about to be 25.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, you know, a lot of people gonna be like, man, fuck out of here. But I still think like at 24, man, you still got time to like you know, learn some shit. Women too, like not just men, women as well. You know what I'm saying? Misha, you sitting over there, you being all quiet and stuff. What about you? How old are you?
I'm 24 as well.
Man, y'all some babies, man. Got these babies.
Everybody be saying that. I be feeling old.
Right, I be feeling old too.
Why y'all? Tell me why y'all feel old.
Cause I guess we just been going through it.
What y'all been going through? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What y'all been going through? Like,
we been going through life, and we done took our L's, and now we at a point where we like, you know what? We tired of taking L's. Like, come on.
All right, Misha, tell me like something that you went through. You know what I'm saying? That you felt like, you know, you done went through it. That like you say y'all been taking L's. Tell me experience or a situation that happened with you when you was dating some dude. Are you dating anybody?
Huh? I'm not dating nobody right now.
When was your last relationship?
My last relationship, what, was 3 years ago?
3 years. Man, both of y'all, like, what the hell?
We out here. I mean, that was the last time we've been in a relationship. I mean, we date. Well, I'm not dating right now. But.
When you...
Well, dating, I don't even feel like dating in today's society. I don't even feel like people do that anymore.
Because to me, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody, but when you say dating, that means fucking.
Really?
I mean, that's what, see, when somebody say, okay, we just, or if somebody say, we just talking, you know what I'm saying? That, when the first thing I think about is, if a dude tell me that, I'm like, yo, he must be hating that. So am I wrong?
I look at dating and talking as two different things, like, for me. Like, I could date multiple men. I could date multiple men. Don't mean I'm having sex with any of them, but we're going out on actual dates. We getting to know each other. That's like what I think of dating. Like talking. I feel like talking, that's like the real beginning stages, but it depends on, I guess, like, who you talking to. Because you, like you say, you think that's just, like, fucking. So it really depends. But, like, for me, dating don't have to be fucking or any of that. Dating can just be going out with people, getting to know them.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So basically, that's what y'all been doing. Just been going on dates with guys and not catching a vibe.
Well, actually, the last dude I was, no, not the last dude, the dude before him I was talking to, we was catching a vibe. Like, look, this is the crazy part. Like, we wasn't even having sex. Like, we was not having sex. We was going out every weekend, spending time together, like, getting to know each other. Like, it was a vibe.
Right.
On my end and on his end. But, you know, that's a long story.
No, that's what we here for.
So basically, when me and him started talking, he had just got out of a relationship, so that was the first red flag or whatever. So,
like, how soon?
I want to say like a month.
A month.
They had been broken up for like a month or whatever.
Okay.
We met. Like, literally, we was going out every weekend. So we started spending time together and all that stuff. He started acting funny. So I'm like, okay, he's gonna get back to his girlfriend.
What you mean he was acting funny? What was he doing?
Like, he was acting distant. Like, he started acting distant.
Not responding to text messages and stuff?
Nah, he was responding, but you feel me? He was just acting, like, real nonchalant.
The vibe,
like,
was off.
Yeah, I felt it. So, I'm like, you know, okay. So, long story short, like, we stopped talking. Like, I stopped talking. I'm like, you know, you feel me? Go fix your family, you know?
Oh, he got kids? Like,
she has kids.
That's a whole
kid, but he doesn't have kids. So she got a kid, but he don't. But they've been together for years. So I'm like, okay, I understand that. You feel me? I ain't gonna get in the way of that. Okay, dude, go fix that or whatever.
So how long was y'all talking and stuff?
We met in March. That's when we started. We didn't really start going out and stuff until like April. So actually, I ain't keeping up or nothing, but this year made a year since, like, we've been, you know, like, knowing each other, but it's been like on and off.
So you weren't talking while he was with his girl, was you?
No, I feel that.
Well, I'm saying, like, you said he had just, when you said he had broke up with his girl. Did you know him before when he was with his girl, or you had met him?
Oh, no.
Like, soon as,
no,
like,
I didn't.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't know him.
Oh, you didn't know him, so, okay.
I didn't know him at all.
But he had told you about the situation.
Mm-hmm. So I met him through a mutual friend. And that's what happened. So long story short, like, he just confused, and I ain't got time.
How old is he?
He is 26.
Mm-hmm. And he confused.
He's a stray dog.
He's confused.
He just lost.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting on
Misha to tell me her last situation.
My last relationship was 3 years ago. We was together for like almost 4 years. This is my first love, all that.
Yeah.
And basically for me and my situation, we just grew apart. Like, I'm not the same person I was when we was together. Yeah. And that's really, like, on that part, like, aside from all the other bullshit that was going on, you know, like, the little games and talking to other women and all that crap, we just grew apart. I found myself like, look, I'm not even happy no more. So, for me, I had cut it off.
You told him you weren't happy?
Yeah, I told him I'm not happy no more. I'm not
a child. Tell him how old he was.
He was 20, what, how old was he? He was 26, 27.
And how, wait, he was 26, 27 when you met him?
Yeah.
And this was 3 years ago?
I'm like, yeah.
Huh?
This was like, yeah, 4 years, we gonna say 4 years ago.
4 years ago, and you was 20.
Uh-huh.
He was your first love.
I always talk to older dudes. Like, I don't ever talk to dudes my age or younger.
Why you talk to older? What you like about older guys?
I'm not gonna even say necessarily I like, but it just happens that way. But for me, I don't know, I would say mentally we be on like the same level. Like,
so you mature?
Yeah, I'm mature. Yep. So that's just for me. And then, I mean, with older men, you know, it's like games could still be there. You know, a man could be a man, whatever. But I would say if the mature man, it's more kind of, I'm more like a straight to the point type of person. Like, okay, what's up? Like, that's just my type of personality. So I see that more with the older man. Like, it's kind of like, this what it is, this what it is, the type of thing. And that works best with me.
So what? So like the young guys, what they being on?
The young dudes, this is, man. Like Sierra said, they confused, and with the young guys, they just really be all over the place. Like, if you want to fuck, okay, let that be known. It is what it is. If you want something more than that, okay. But and as I said, the whole get straight to the point type thing. Because these young dudes, they come in, oh, I want this, you know, type talking all them pipe dreams and stuff. And coming in here, and that's why I said you got to just take your ills. Especially as a woman, you have to take your ills when it comes to these men. Because after a while, a lot of these men, you be like, it's same man, different body.
Yeah, honestly, I took a lot of ills.
Yeah, like you had to take an L so you can know like what to spot and what to see beforehand. Like, I'm at a point now I could talk to you for 5 minutes and be like, I already know what you want. So,
damn,
that's what time it is. Like, that's what time it is for me. But yeah, like the younger dudes, it just be too much confusion, energy. Nobody got time for all that, you know. That's just kind of where I'm at. I'm not going to even like generalize. Because I mean, honestly, like I said, man could be a man. I've talked to 30 plus year old dudes and they acted a whole fool.
For real.
So it's like, honestly, the age thing is like, it just so happens that I always talk to older dudes. But I've had older dudes and yeah, it was worse than the dudes my age.
Like, why you say that? What's something that happened?
It's just with the older dudes, they think, oh, she young. So they think they about to, oh, you know, I've been in the game for a while. I know what to do. She don't know what to do. She don't know what's going on. So but them other dudes, they be trying to control and mold you, and it low key be kind of funny because they really be trying to insult your intelligence. Like, it be the older dudes that be telling you the craziest type of pipe dreams. Like, and like, you just be at the point like, okay, like they just be saying anything at this point.
When you say pipe dreams, like, what do you mean? What do you mean by pipe dreams?
Like, you know, like, you know, they be talking that real good. You know, you almost want to believe them. Like, okay.
Like, saying what y'all going to be doing in the future.
Yeah. What they want and what they want. And
yeah.
Making it sound real nice. Like, what I've noticed, men, when I talk to men, and they say, oh, what do you want? What are you looking for? And I tell them, you know, I'm ready to settle down. I want like a serious relationship. Oh, I want that too. Oh, okay. Oh, this, oh, that. Yeah. Okay. And then they see, you know, the truth really come out.
And what the truth be?
They'll start asking questions like, so you live alone? What the fuck you asking me that for? You, I don't even know you.
I mean, maybe they want to know like what they dealing with. You know what I'm saying? I would like to know if a woman who you living with. Are you living alone? Are you living with? You got your kids? You think, living with your mama or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it like that. I'll take
okay.
it.
Ask
me that. Because you a strange guy. I don't know you. You want to know if I live alone? Like, why? That's creepy to me. Like, don't ask me no stuff like that. Like, when if we start talking to a point where I'm like, oh, okay, I feel like comfortable enough where you can know that type of stuff, okay. But I'm not about to just be telling no dude I don't even know like that. Like, yeah, I live alone and yeah, this just because people crazy out here.
Oh, definitely crazy. There's a lot of crazy dudes out here, man. You don't want to get
a lot crazy. Huh? And you have to implement those boundaries early on because men definitely will try it with you. So you got to draw the line real quick because a man really going to do whatever you let him, honestly.
What type of men are y'all attracted to? You know? What type of men are y'all? Y'all like nice boy, nice men, not boys, but nice men.
I like the dope boys, which I like. No, I used to like the dope boys. I don't know, they be cute, but I definitely grew out of that. I mean, what you like for me, it's not even looks. Come on, you gotta have something going for yourself.
So if you got something going for yourself and he ugly, you still gonna talk to him?
You know what? I probably do. Cause you know what? Cause looks don't even matter.
Why looks don't matter?
Looks don't matter because personality, vibes, everything. Like, looks not everything. And I used to think, you know, that looks is everything, but that don't mean nothing.
At all.
Now you can't be out here looking, you know, bogus, like, mm-mm.
Well, yeah, the attraction gotta be there, of course, but yeah.
But looks not everything to me no more.
At all.
Yep. I actually, I wrote me down a list of something. I wrote me down like a list of characteristics and stuff like that.
Let's hear them.
That I want a boyfriend or a husband.
Let's hear your characteristics.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Attractive, funny, stable. I can go on and on. Masculine. What else? A provider.
Yeah.
He has to have the same values as me.
Yeah.
You know, because that definitely matters. I want somebody who craves me just as much as I crave him. So, you feel me? Like, I don't want to have to be
sweating
them. Yeah, I'm not doing that. No. So that's pretty much it.
Misha, what are your characteristics of a good man that you want? Huh?
Okay. For me with a man I want, like, I'm really big on partnership right now. Like that's very like important for me. So somebody, one, that, you know, the attraction is there, the vibe is there, but also somebody I can make money with, you know, start businesses with, invest with. That's real big for me. And create, you know, generational wealth with. That's real big. But aside from that, in a man, he gotta be funny, hardworking. He has to know how to cook.
And he has to know how to
dance.
And he gotta know how what?
And dance. Like, I love to dance. Even if you're not the best dancer, like, you gotta know, you gotta dance.
You gotta have some rhythm.
You gotta, you know, I don't even slide on the rhythm. Like, you just have to be willing to dance. Like, I can't, even though, man, they just want to stand up. No, I don't got time.
Stand up and hold the wall up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't got time for doing all that. I need somebody that's gonna dance with me. And what else? Just a genuinely a good man, like somebody that values me as a woman and what I can do for them. Like, that's real big for me. Like, I want to enjoy you being a man, and I want you to enjoy me being a woman.
That's cool. I like that. Y'all do sound mature for y'all young ages. Cece, let me ask you something. Do you feel like in your past you missed out on a good man because you wanted to, you know, mess with the bad boy? So you done had a good man come your way before, huh? And yeah. So why you didn't give him a chance?
And that's when it goes back to like the looks, like me thinking that looks was everything and stuff like that. Like, you feel me? Like, today, if a gnome approach me, hey, I ain't got no problem with giving my number. I give a name my number before I give a hood nigga. I don't want no hood nigga. I don't, no thug, drug dealer. I don't like that no more. But yeah, I've definitely missed a good guy.
Misha, you missed a good guy before?
I feel like this is a two-part question, just because I probably could. Who knows? But it was based off looks, like Sierra said. So, he could have been a good guy, but he just wasn't the guy for me. You know?
How was he? do you remember this guy? Like, how was he looking?
He was out here bogus. Like,
what? he couldn't dress? What, shoes?
It's not even dressed. Like, no, my ex, he could not dress. I fixed him up. That ain't no problem for me. Like, but it was the stuff you couldn't change. And like I said, the attraction was not there at all for me. And that's why I say he just wasn't the man for me. I'm pretty sure he'd be a great man for somebody else, but not for me.
I feel that.
Just because you a good man or a woman don't mean that, you know, oh, I'm a good guy. So no, it don't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. You gotta be feeling that person.
You know? Yeah, you got to.
And them vibes and
everything. You don't vibe with everybody. Yeah, that's what I be trying to tell people. If you meet somebody and y'all hit it off, like, please cherish that, because that is not easy to come back at all. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me ask y'all this. Is it a deal breaker if he take you to, like, you meet the guy, y'all, he say he wanna take you out real fast, you know, and y'all go to Panera Bread. Is that a deal breaker?
Mm-hmm. That's
so
no
you'll go to
with
Panera
you.
Bread.
What about
you, Misha?
You said, like, take you out real quick. Like, so he planned the date, and the date is at Panera.
Yeah.
That what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I'm not really tripping off of that. What up?
That ain't nothing.
Okay, but I will say this side note, though. I told Sierra a while back, like, I don't know, with dates and stuff now, dinner low-key not even cutting it for me no more.
What's cutting it for you?
Cutting it for me, like, I just feel like dinner is so basic. Like, don't ask me what I like to do if you're not going to take me to do it. And me being me, I'm an artsy person. I like museums. I like to dance. You know, take me to a museum. Take me to an art show. Or take me to a salsa class. Like, let's do something different. Like, I feel like dinner is so, it's such the easy thing to do. Like, it's sexy to me to see a man actually be like, I'm gonna put some thought into this and really plan a date. Like, just to be like, oh, let's go here. Like, oh, that's not doing it for me no more.
But it's like, I've been on so many dates. It's just like, dates don't mean nothing to me. Like, I've been on so many dates. Like, we ain't gotta go to, you feel me?
Like,
yeah, five stars. Like, yeah, we ain't gotta, especially for a first date. Like, I might not even like you. So, why would you waste your money and your time on me? For instance, like, me and this dude, our first date was to pillows, just for the simple fact that it was just random. Like, it was a weekday. So, I was just getting off work. He like, let's grab something to eat. What's bad you? I'm like, Patillo's. Like, I'm a simple kind of girl. That ain't no big deal to me. Like, you know. But like, now I'm not gonna say that all the time. Like, later down the road, we not finna be going Patillo's all the time though. But like, if you just get to know somebody, if you just getting to know somebody, I feel like that's no big deal at all. That's not a big deal.
That's cool. Do y'all got creeps in y'all DMs, like Facebook, Instagram? Y'all be having creeps.
Ooh, I had one, but he finally got the picture.
Like, what was he doing?
He was like I wake up. I'm like, ooh, to message me. He talking about some, ooh, I wish I can just call you and tell you to get up, get dressed, and let's go get breakfast. And it's like, dude, like, you just posted your girl on your page, like, get the
phone. So you knew this person?
No, he was just a Facebook friend. I didn't personally know him.
Right. Hey.
He was just a Facebook friend. He was just weird.
He had a girl, but he posted him and his lady, and then he DMs asking you to get it. He want to take
with kids and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm
good. What about you, Misha?
He finally got the picture, though.
Yeah, I definitely had some creeps, and sometimes I have responded, and me being me, I'm the type of person like, why, babe, why are you doing this? You don't gotta do this. Like, clearly, I'm not interested. Like, I just don't understand why you still messaging me. Like, I'm just not interested. Like, but with men, you at this point, men gonna do what they want to do regardless. So. They still message. It don't matter. Like, I don't know. Like, them creep dudes, it's no boundaries with them. Like, they gonna do whatever they wanna do regardless. So, I just leave them alone. I leave them in the DM where they stay at and block them if it get to that point. Because it has gotten to that point a couple times.
You didn't have to block them.
Yeah, block them, because and that's why I go back that question of you live alone and all that, like, hell, you don't, that's none of your business,
right?
Because I'm gonna start thinking, well, are you homeless or something? Why are you asking me if I live alone? Do you need a place to stay? I'm just being
have y'all ever got cheated on?
Yeah, of course.
Tell me the situation and how you found out.
So this was back in college, of course, and basically my ex-boyfriend, he was still, because like, we'll go home for like, you know, holiday breaks and stuff like that. So come to find out, he was linking up with his ex-girlfriend or whatever. So, you know, I was childish, she was childish, so we'll be lurking on each other's Twitters and stuff like that. So she'll like tweet little stuff, because she knew I was watching.
What's she a tweet?
She a tweet like, Darius, ooh, I just said his man name. She'll be like, oh well, I said it, so whatever. She'll be like, Darius just pulled up on me. You know, little stuff like that. So I'll be asking him like, what you do over the break? And come to find out, her name was Sierra too. We had the same name.
Damn.
Well, but yeah, it was crazy. So he would just be lying about that all the time. And then we broke up. Like, I found out a lot of stuff. Like, he was real good at hiding stuff. But it wasn't until after we broke up, I found out, like, about the different people. While we was in school, which makes me go back to, I really wished I would have did me in school. I wish I didn't have a boyfriend in college.
You was being faithful?
Like a dummy, yeah.
So you never cheated not one time? Okay. Huh?
Well, I did cheat one time. And you know what? You know what's so crazy? Because I didn't know I cheated. And then I was talking to my friends one day. He was like, "You ever cheated?" And I thought about it, like I sure did. But this boy who stayed next door, right? And I used to go home on my broke up or something like that, because I told you we was on and off.
Yeah.
But we was, you know, still in love and all that stuff. So basically I went over to his house and I let him eat me out. And yeah, that's what happened. So I guess that was
So you just let him eat you out. You ain't do nothing else.
Nope. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. Well, shit. Yeah, okay. Hey,
okay. All right.
But that's the only time I ever cheated. But he deserved that shit. I should have. I see why some females act the way they act.
Is that's the only time you cheated on him, or that's the only time you ever cheated on anybody?
But that's the only time I ever cheated on anybody. I'm not a cheater.
You're not a cheater. It was just that one time. Misha.
Okay, have I ever been cheated on? I'm gonna give you a woman answer and say, evidence-wise, I don't have the evidence, but in my intuition, I know that yes, I was cheated on.
Why you say your intuition?
You can tell. I would just keep it straight up. You can tell when somebody else got in your man's head. And you just gotta be like, who the fuck sucking your dick? Cause you acting real crazy over here. I don't know what's going on, but whoever sucking your dick, you need to go take your ass back over there. Because that bitch hyping your head up.
So you said this to a man.
Yeah, I could. He started acting real big headish. Like, and I was just trying to figure out, like, one, who are you talking to? But two, baby, where? Who's sucking your dick? Because I ain't sucking it. So who's sucking your dick?
Okay.
I'm just saying, I wasn't sucking his dick. So I guess he was getting it done for somebody else. Had to. But I say intuition because, like Sierra said, you can tell when them vibes switch up. Mm-hmm. Vibes started switching up. Behavior started being different. Oh, I'm working late and I'm always working.
Why come he just can't be working?
No,
this man was working all the time. Like, no.
Why not? He's trying to get that OT.
this man had like three jobs. And I'm like, how you got three jobs but you never had no money? How that work?
Period.
For real, how that work? Like, if I told y'all some stuff, like, man, I'm even embarrassed to tell y'all this. Like, just sad note, I was young, okay, when I was in this relationship. Like, first of all, we in DeKalb rent is dirt cheap.
Facts.
This man, we was staying together. My rent was only $480 or something like that. $450, something cheap.
Yeah.
It was like $450, $480. It was cheap.
Okay.
Do you know me and this man was splitting rent?
Dang.
We was splitting $450 rent.
Man.
And my thing is, you got three jobs.
But right, he should,
basically, you saying he should have been paying all that.
He definitely could have, especially because he was doing his full time thing. He already graduated. I was still in school.
Oh, okay.
So I was still working part time, you know, just small hours and going to school full time. So most definitely he could have paid for that. But that just goes back, like I said earlier, you just got to take them L's. Me being me now, that shit would never happen. That shit would never happen. Like, but you got to take them L's. You got to learn from it. You got to.
You ever cheated?
Hell no.
Never.
Girl.
I had the opportunity, but no. Mm-mm.
So what's cheating? What's cheating to y'all?
I mean, hey, I'm gonna say this, man. Cheating can be having an explicit conversation with somebody.
Okay.
That can be cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know if I seen some stuff like that, text message, and it's explicit, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is this? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna take that as cheating because I know my woman ain't gonna wanna see no explicit conversations in my phone.
Right.
Okay, so anything you wouldn't want your partner doing. Then.
Exactly.
Anything? Okay, well, if we gonna be bad at that, then yeah, I cheated.
So wait, because you was constituting it as just having sex, or what was you thinking?
No, well, for me, yeah, like it would definitely have to be physical and definitely like emotional type of attachment.
So I'm like, if you caught your dude on a date with somebody else, would you think that's cheating?
Hell yeah.
Right.
I guess, but
he don't mean he like emotionally invested. He just probably just took a check out. I still think that's cheating, but you know what I'm saying? You said emotionally or physical, and you think that's cheating. I don't think it's got to be physically. I don't think it's got to be emotionally involved either. If you spending time with a motherfucker, you cheating with me.
Okay.
That's
fair enough.
Dang. That's how I'm going to look at it. Huh?
So if that's the case, I've cheated. Yep, I've cheated.
Because, you know, everybody always think when you say cheating, I mean, they think that's, you know, you fuck somebody else. They always, you know what I'm saying, take that. And you know, but y'all know how dudes are. Most dudes, we can't take nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all
in the corner. Right. My eyes be in the corner, like they see you even talking to another dude. What the fuck you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, Sierra, I was bogus then.
Yeah, you was wild, honey.
Why you was bogus?
Because okay, the guy I guess I quote unquote had cheated with. He was in my class, but also he was his teammate. He was on a basketball team or whatever.
Damn.
That's what he get.
Damn.
I don't feel bad though, because it was that point in that relationship where it was kind of like, okay, this shit over with. It's only a matter of time before we actually just call the shit off. Like this where it was for me. I was like, I'm not attracted to you. I'm not in love with you no more. I'm just, damn, when am I gonna pull the bucket?
What was holding you back though?
What was holding me back was just like the fear of like change. Like I was so used to being in the relationship. And me being young at that, like I had kind of grew up in that relationship. And I was so used to having him around. Like when I was like thinking about it, like, dang, what am I gonna do? And I was just thinking about it, like, damn, I'm gonna have to do this by myself now. I can't do this now. Or like, it was just like getting used to that change. But for me, I had got to a point I was like, I can't do this shit no more. I don't care what I gotta do. I don't wanna do this no more.
And how did he react to y'all breaking up? You broke up with him, right?
Yeah, he was hurt. He was crying. He was on his knees. What am I gonna do without you? But you would feel bad for him, but I don't feel bad because, like 2 months after that, a month after that, you pop up with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, that's niggas really be trying to play these roles. Yeah, I don't have the time nor the energy. Like, a role was being played that whole time.
Right.
Because ain't no way you on your knees begging, baby, what I'm gonna do without you, and you got a new girlfriend.
Yep.
Come on, get a. And he's in a fraternity too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's in a fraternity, and you know it was always I'm doing this for Sigma this, Sigma that, and the girl she's a Zeta.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yep. So you think that was messing around the whole time anyway?
I already know. Hey, you not telling me that y'all just up and get together 2 months. Come on now. 2 months was when I found out. That's the thing. He didn't tell me, he didn't nothing. I was on Snapchat one day and I had saw something in the reflection of the picture. I said, hold on, what is that? I saw some. She's sitting on his lap. Hold up. And it was kind of fucked up too, because you know how when y'all break up, y'all still be fucking with each other and stuff. Y'all still fucking and stuff. Like, we was kind of in that period. Like, I'm still fucking on you.
Yeah.
you got a girlfriend.
That's that toxic shit.
See?
Yeah.
We must play victim. Crazy out here.
It's crazy out here. I mean, I want to ask y'all a serious question, and I need complete honesty. Okay.
Okay.
All right. How? Wait. Let me think. Hold on. How important is sex in a relationship?
I used to think that sex was everything, because my last relationship, that's all we did was have sex. That's the only thing we really did was have sex. But like after, you know, dating people and stuff like that, like sex is not everything. Like, say for instance, like I can have sex with somebody and not even like your ass. versus like, you know, catching that vibe with somebody and y'all never even had sex. Like, sex is not everything, especially to me in a relationship. Sex is not everything.
So what percentage do you put on it?
For me, I'll say sex is like 60%.
That's over half, though.
Yeah. But it's not everything.
Misha.
Okay.
Who said
that? No, I sex is not everything. Sex is definitely not everything. Like, for me, my goal in a relationship would to be, I'm so spiritually connected to my partner. Like, sex, you know, that ain't nothing. Like, that's not anything compared to like our spiritual connection. But though. Yeah, sex is really important though. Like, I don't care. Sex is important, especially, and I will say for women, because I'ma be real. If you're not hitting it right, I'm sorry. Your woman is not gonna respect you. Like, just period. Like, she's not gonna if you're not hitting it right, she gonna be looking at you like, how women treat men. I guarantee you, a dude that's hitting it right, she gonna be like, huh? Yeah, what you need? The dude that's not hitting it right, she gonna be like, wait, what his ass want? I'm tired of him. I mean, for real, like, so it's not important, but also it's so important at the same time. Like, your sexual connection with a person, that's a whole nother different type of connection in its damn self. It does change the dynamic of the relationship as well. So I'm gonna say it's like 50-50 for me.
So you putting it at 50%?
It's 50-50 for me.
It's
important, but also I'm thinking like, okay, let's say in relationships long term, couples may go through spells where they not having sex. Something going on. We're not having sex. I need to know that our relationship is built on more than just sex. You know, right. I don't want to feel like, oh, well, you're not having sex with me, so you're going to go out and get it from somebody else. Like, that's why I say it's kind of like it go hand in hand. You don't need to be dependent on it, but also it is important. It's really important. So, yep.
Interesting. Would y'all ever, or have y'all ever dated outside y'all race?
No, I've never done that. Well, yeah. Well, this may be a dumb question.
What's up?
Well, yeah, I think this is a dumb question, but whatever. that's not outside our race.
I don't think so.
No, that hell no.
Okay, but then I've never dated outside of my race.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. I think I don't know. It depends.
Would you date a white guy?
Oh no.
Nah. Oh shit.
I don't see myself dating no white guy.
Why?
Because I think too much. Like, I just be thinking, like, what if he try to tap my ass in the basement?
And oh.
Like, no.
Oh, my God.
Nah, so, I don't think I can do it. It's a no for me.
I can't do nothing but respect your answer. So, Misha, would you ever date out your race, or have you ever?
I was like hooked up with a white guy once, but that's about it. But
like, what did y'all do?
We didn't have sex. We just did everything but sex.
I don't know what you mean. Like, y'all went on a date or something?
You said what?
I don't know what you mean. Y'all went on a date or something?
No, we were just like hooking up. Like, we were just hooking up each other.
Just going out, right?
I guess you could say that, yeah, in sexual flavors.
Oh.
But me, where I'm at now, I'm not going to say all the way no, but it's pretty much a no for the most part. If it was a no, I could date like Middle Eastern or something like that.
Oh, wow. But Middle Eastern. They be checking their women, man. Your ass gonna be
in the basement.
Right, you gonna have on a seat. Shit, cover full body.
Mm-mm. They do be checking their women too.
So I don't know.
I don't like the chicken place. Like, I don't know what ethnicity they are, but I just think they so fan. Like, whatever ethnicity they are, but. White man, he had to be one down ass white dude.
Yeah.
But for the most part, no, just because at the end of the day, you can't understand my struggle as a black woman. So
super facts.
I feel like only a black man could understand that.
Yeah. I hear you. This gonna be my last question statement. I don't know. I know Misha. I know you haven't listened to my podcast before. This, but I got like 15 other episodes, and I don't know if you listened to this episode, but I know you've listened
yeah
to my podcast before. But I had a guest by the name of Jack, and he made a comment. And I just want to know if y'all agree with this comment. And he said that
all men eat ass? Do y'all do y'all agree with that statement?
I agree with that. I say all men eat ass if he loves that woman. If a man loves you, he'll do anything.
That's nasty. I'm sorry. I don't want no man. I don't think I would ever want my ass either. That ain't right.
I mean, just because you don't want it don't mean, I mean, he still might do it.
So you've never had anybody do it, just do it without asking. And like, I know it probably, you know, you say you don't want it done, but have you ever had somebody just do it?
No, I've never experienced that before.
Interesting.
Mm-mm.
What about you, Misha?
Yeah, I had my ass ate a couple times.
A couple times. did you like it?
I mean, it's definitely a different feeling, I'll definitely say. But for me, I'm not really into all the butt play. I don't really like all the butt play. It feel good, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. but yeah, my boy made that statement. And every time, well, I try to ask everybody that question when they come on my podcast. I try to ask them that question just to see, do everybody agree? You know, I don't agree with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think everybody do it, you know. He made it seem like, you know, if you drunk, you can have them drunk nights when if you eating your girl out, and you know what I'm saying? He tried to make the statement like that the pussy hole is like an inch or 2 inches away from ass and the pussy. They like right next to each other, which okay, we all know that. But if I did it, like I didn't intentionally do it. That wasn't my goal, but hey, if I did it, oh well, whatever. But
oh well.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you doing it to somebody you love and you really want to do that shit to them, hey, whatever. Whatever you do behind closed doors, man, that's your prerogative, that's your business, man. Mm-hmm. I don't have no objection. I'm not, hey, I'm just, you know, it just is what it is. Mm-hmm. But
I don't want my ass ate, but shit, he could lick my toes, suck my toes, but.
Oh, that's a fireman. I told you, ain't my husband.
Hey, but. Hey, look, man. Hey, I wanna thank you guys for coming on the I Am Super Facts podcast. This was very interesting. You told me you had some ish to talk about, and you definitely did. I wanna thank you for bringing. I'm talking to CeCe. I wanna thank you for bringing Misha on. You know, I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Anybody and everybody can get on the podcast. If y'all ever want to get on back on and talk about anything, we definitely can. CeCe, I want you to let my listeners know your social media, your Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or whatever you want to.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us. And my Facebook is Ciara Char, CiaraChar.
What's so your IG? You on IG?
Yeah, my IG is Sip Up Charnay 1 _. And that's SIPOFCHARDNAY _.
Misha, what about you?
All right, my Facebook is Misha, MESHIA Williams. My Instagram is One and Only Mish, ONEANDONLYMESH _.
All right, cool. Once y'all get off the podcast, I want you to text me that information.
Okay.
That IG and stuff and Facebook information. Nisha, I got your number. I'm gonna text you. So you can have my number and then you text me your information as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank y'all again.
Thank you.
You already know. Peace.
All right. Bye.